On the line, David McCarthy, Joy 94.9, who is my expert on such things. Hello, David.
How are you, Neil?
What do you think about a quota system for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender?
And intersex, look.
Intersex, sorry.
Look, anything that encourages diversity is good, but to me it smacks of tokenism. It's got to be matched, Neil, with a clear policy in all areas that actually recognises diversity. I mean, equal means equal, and you know, are you going to have quotas for other groups as well? I mean,
well, yeah, they want them for Indigenous Australians as well.
Well,
and yeah, women.
Well, and women. Okay. Well, what about you know other ethnic groups? I mean, the reality is you've got to provide an environment that's conducive to making people welcome, and people, you know, like Bill is doing this. This is a pitch. Now, if he wants to engage with the gay and lesbian community, well, you know, bit of a thing of mine, but he should come on Joy. We've invited him many times. But, you know, the reality is people, you know, like Bill are saying, he supports gay marriage. Now he says there should be quotas. Well, one of the guys who supports him, Joe De Bruin, head of the Shop Assistants Union, he spends his time slagging us off, right? Here's the challenge. Joe De Bruin, you have a poll of your members and you ask them how many of the Shop Assistants Union support your position on gay marriage.
Yeah, but there's a broader issue here, isn't it? Surely the whole point is to break down barriers and have one community. If you start giving preferential treatment to anybody to become candidates for a particular political party, you're fighting that principle.
Absolutely. What you're going to do is you're going to entrench marginalisation. Surely it should be on ability and make, you know, all political parties make it welcoming for people that are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex, or Indigenous, or Asian, or Greek. I mean, the objective is good, but hey, guys, you know, why didn't you raise this when you were a minister? Why is this suddenly an issue now, right? Make the environment conducive to diversity and equality. Equal means equal. I don't want to be recognised simply because of my sexuality. It's got to be on ability. And, you know, Bill, sure, this is an interesting idea. The objective is good, but it's tokenism.
Okay, thanks for that. David McCarthy, Joy 94.9. What do you think? 96900, 693, 13, 13, 32, anything you like, but the principle here is a quota system so that they have a certain number of candidates who are gay, a certain number lesbian, a certain number intersex, which they call it these number, a certain number bisexual, a certain number black, a certain number female, a certain number male. And so you apply for, you say you want to be a candidate, and the first thing they say is, oh, well, what's your sexuality? I mean, that'd be illegal in itself anyway.